This chazar was erinish b'chesu shag. Rabbi Yehuda mesechtes getin daf kaf. Hey, v'dak tomar Rabbi Yishaya asked Rabbi Yehuda, if a man tells a sefer write a get for whichever my wife is first to walk out the door, is it a valid get with brayer or not? He answered, we've learned in our mission that if he tells a sefer to write a get for whichever wife he later decides to divorce, it's not valid because we don't hold a brayer. Shaktim Ramisha says, if someone tells his sons, I am shechting my Pesach, my carbon Pesach, with intent to include whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first, the halacha is that as soon as the first of the sons enters Yerushalayim, he gets a portion and gets portions for his brothers as well. We see that we do hold a brayer because when the father shechs the Pesach and only later determines who's included, it only can only work out brayer. So he answered, Rabbi Yechanan said, the father really intended to include all his sons. He made this contest only to push them to see who would run to do the mitzvahs even quicker. The Gemara says, this must be right, because if not, has the first brother's entrance entitled all the other brothers to a portion as well? They cannot be added after the Shechita. It must be that they were all intended to be included in the Pesach all along. In fact, the Braisa even says, and it once happened that the man's daughters raced up there before his sons, and it was thus determined that his daughters were more his reason than his sons. We see that the whole intent over here, this whole contest in the game, was only to push them to run and do mitzvahs quicker. Abaye asks, or Yishaya asks from a case that is dependent on the actions of others, meaning who will walk through the door first. Rabbi Yehuda then answers from a case that is dependent solely on his own decision making, whoever it was that he will later decide to divorce. And Yishaya then asked again from a case that is dependent on others, the case of the Karban Pesach. The question and the answer are different cases, so not necessarily the decision of whether you hold a brayer be the same in both of these cases. Rava said, it may be that if one holds a brayer, he holds it in both of these scenarios, and if one does not hold a brayer, he does not hold of it in either of these scenarios. And Rashashi asks, we find that Rabbi Yehuda does hold a brayer when it's dependent on someone else's actions, as we find the Mishnah where he says that one who gives a get and says it should take effect if he dies from his illness, Rabbi Yehuda says it's valid based on the principles of brayer. And he does not hold a brayer when it's dependent on his own decision, as we find a brayer where one verbally designates truma and maaser with the intent that what he will later physically separate with the truma, for truma will be truma and maaser through brayer, and Rabbi Yehuda says his designation is not effective. Ravina says, we also find that Rav Shimon makes this distinction as well. He holds that there is no brayer when it's dependent on his own decision. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa regarding separating Truma and Maaser. And he holds that there is brayer when it's dependent on other people, as we find in a Braisa where a man has bia with a woman and says it should act as a condition if his father agrees to the condition. Rav Shimon says that if the father agrees, the condition is valid based on brayer. So Rav answered, in truth, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon always hold a brayer even when it's based on their own decisions alone. The reason that they say in the case of the oral designation of Truma that the separation is not valid is, like they said to Rabbi Meir in the Braisa, that we have to be concerned that the person will drink from the wine based on his verbal designation, and the jug of wine will then break before the physical separation. The result will be that he would have drank wine that ultimately did not have Truma separated from it. It is only because of that concern that they don't allow this verbal designation. However, based on the principles of Brera alone, they would allow it.